Listen to a radio interview on the London Underground. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
This is Fiona West, and you're listening to Our City. It's my pleasure to welcome railway enthusiast Mr. Simon Norton to our studio, who has kindly come in to give us an introduction to the London Underground, or the Tube, as most Londoners call it.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's start at the beginning. What is it that you find so interesting about the Underground?
The history of the Underground is fascinating. It's the world's oldest subway system, so there have been so many changes over that time. The first line, which was called the Metropolitan Railway, began running in 1863. In comparison, the first line of the Paris Metro didn't open until 1900. Actually, there's an interesting connection between the two systems. The Paris Underground took its name directly from the English Metropolitan Railway. In French, chemin de fer métropolitain, this was shortened to métro, and the word found its way into English and other languages.
And as the London Underground has changed through the years, some stations have been abandoned.
Yes, there are about 40 abandoned stations along the Underground. Luckily, some of them are fairly well preserved and are wonderful windows into the past. For example, during the Second World War, many tube stations were used as air raid shelters. Most famously, the abandoned station of Down Street was used during the early part of the war by Prime Minister Winston Churchill and his war cabinet. This was done because its underground location made it safer than buildings above ground.
Running the war from an old tube station. Amazing history. But that's rather part of the current problem with the tube. Too much history. The system is too old and needs enormous investment and modernization.
Yes, that's partly true. The Underground has suffered from a lack of investment over the last few decades.
And how is the safety record?
Quite good, but there was a tragic fire back in 1987 at King's Cross Station. The final number of deaths was 31. The fire was probably started by a match thrown away by a passenger going up an escalator with wooden planks. After that fire, wooden escalators were phased out.
Was smoking allowed in stations at that time?
No, it had been banned a few years earlier. The problem was that smokers often lit their cigarettes on the escalators as they were exiting the stations.
Thankfully, safety has improved. But how about the quality of service?
I think the tube is not as bad as many people claim. After all, it is still usually the fastest and easiest way of getting around London. And with 275 stations spread along 12 lines, and an average of 3 million journeys on the tube every weekday, there are bound to be some delays and accidents.
This is Fiona West, and you're listening to Our City with our special guest, Mr. Simon Norton, railway enthusiast. We will continue talking about the London Underground after these messages.